Today with Joseph Prince.
God wants you to learn His ways. And that's why we come to church. Amen? So God has a way that His people will see that they cannot, but He can, but He works with them. It's a well-known saying. With God, I can. Right? Without God, I cannot. Jesus said it like this, without me, you can do nothing. You better believe it. You can do nothing. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it looks the same. The next day it came back, it was dried up. So your cancer, your high cholesterol, your tumor, your high blood pressure, whatever it is, when you take communion, the moment you take, something has happened to its foundations. This is for your personal life, going around your problem, proclaiming the Lord's death, taking communion. But more than that, it's also preaching, listening to preaching. If Jesus is in the center of your marriage life, all right, your marriage, the center of your relationship, center of your parenting, the center of your life, you're about to experience victory. Not always in the way that you think, but if it doesn't happen the way you think, God has something better. You understand? But it's always victory. He always calls us to triumph. If you are sick and that disease is attacking your body 24/7, you should be listening constantly. You should have a earphone, whether you're driving, whether you are put on the Bluetooth, you're driving, but if whether you are eating, whatever it is, redeem the time. That disease don't have an off day. That disease will not say, I'm taking a break today. I'm tired of attacking your body. So if you have been diagnosed with such, listen to the word. Today I want to share with you one thing that you can do, just one thing that you can do that will cause you to prosper in every area of your life. How many would like to know that? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Meditate.
Have you ever wondered how to involve the Lord in making better decisions for your life? Find out in Joseph's latest teaching series in both audio and print as a thank you for your gift of support to the ministry today. With these portable and easy-to-read study companions to the sermon series, learn how you can become Spirit-directed, tuning into the Lord's guidance and supply for your every need. And for a gift of $75 or more to the ministry, you will also receive a 6-CD album that includes practical keys to seeing good success God's way. Discover how God can prosper you in every area of your life and learn how meditating on the Bible can bring the healing, wisdom, and provision you want to see.
When you walk, it shall lead you. God's word shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you wake, it shall talk with you.
Request this powerful audio and book package today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
Praise God. We are continuing our teaching on the Ark of the Covenant. So let's invite the people with the Ark to carry the Ark on their shoulders. All the priests carry on their shoulders, as is negatively demonstrated right now by the priests. And all the priests wear white, as you all know, white linen, and as demonstrated negatively by. And let's give them a hand. They've been helping. They've been here early in the morning. Really appreciate them. I really appreciate them. And this is the Ark of the Covenant. This time is really close to up here in the center, huh? Okay, so we have been talking about the Ark of the Covenant. Let me just dive right into it. Now, let's go straight to the story of Jericho, because there are secrets there of how the Ark and how the priests and the trumpets, look at the trumpets today, how they bring victory to God's people. Let's go right into it, Joshua chapter 6. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king, and the mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. Now, notice I have given, is past tense or future tense? Past. I have given you your healing. I have given you your Jericho. I have given you your relationship with your son. It's restored. I have given you. But Joshua can say, Lord, but where is it, Lord? I don't see it. God says, see. There's a sea down there, right? See, I have given you Jericho. And he's thinking, but Jericho is securely shut up. It looks like no one can conquer it. It looks like no one can go in. By all natural appearances, by sight, it looks like you cannot do it. The doctor's diagnosis, whatever it is, doctors do their best naturally. God does supernaturally. Amen. God is a God of miracles. All right, let's see God's way. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people, God gave him instructions. Now Joshua, the leader that told the people this, had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns. I just carried in my hand the ram's horn. This is the ram's horn. How do you get a ram's horn? Well, you have to kill the male sheep. It comes, females don't have this horn. Right? That's how you can tell a male from a female. And you have to kill the male to get the ram's horn. So that tells us the Jesus Christ had to die. He is the male sheep. Amen. And then when we blow through this, we blow to proclaim his death. Why is there such victory when God's people blow this? Because it proclaims his death. Every time you take the Lord's Supper, you are blowing the ram's horn, so to speak. Now, today you can buy this, you can blow it all you want to and all that. There are people who teach they can blow and, you know, great things will happen. I'm not going to dispute all that. I'm just telling you, be careful about going back to natural things when they actually point us. We're not called to go back to shadows when we have the substance. All right? And you know what's the substance of this? We'll come to that. Okay, anyway, seven priests were holding this. And where were they? They were before the Lord. They advanced and blew the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priests who blew the trumpets. They blew these trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark. So there was a rear guard while the priests. So in other words, the ark was right in the center as it did its march. If Jesus is in the center of your marriage life, all right, your marriage, the center of your relationship, center of your parenting, the center of your life, you're about to experience victory. Not always in the way that you think, but if it doesn't happen the way you think, God has something better. You understand? But it's always victory. He always calls us to triumph. Amen. All right, so he's in the center. The seven priests are over here blowing the trumpets. And the word trumpets here in this entire chapter is the word shofar. This is a shofar. In Hebrew, it's known as shofar. Say shofar. Good. Shofar, so good, huh? You got it. All right. So it's a shofar. I'm laying the foundation first, okay? Now, there are two words for, there's another trumpet they used during that time. It's called the silver trumpet. And also trumpets for dancing, for praise and worship. Even during that time, they use it, but it's never called shofar. Only the ram's horn is called shofar. Those other trumpets is called hatzosera. It's a long word, hatzosera. So you can tell, it's not shofar. Shofar is always the ram's horn, got it? But this entire chapter, when you see the word trumpets, it's always the ram's horn. Got it? And by the way, when Israel experienced every 50th year, is a great year because it's a year of Jubilee, where everyone returns to their possession. Every debt is canceled. Are you listening? I'm going to show you from Leviticus. Leviticus, and you shall count seven Sabbaths of years for yourself, seven times 7 years. The time of seven Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. You shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day. All right? Now, when this trumpet sounds, look at verse 10. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his possession. Got it? Whatever you have lost, because you lost, the right, you mortgage your land, you get it back. That's why the word mortgage, you know, the word mortgage comes from the root word in the Greek, it's the same. The root word there is mortgage, mortuary, mortify is all the same. That means it's a death for your house, your property. But you get it back, resurrection. When every 50th year, everyone gets back their possession. Restoration. Amen. When Jesus came and preached the acceptable year of the Lord, that was a Jubilee year. I believe that was a Jubilee year. Amen. So you use this to proclaim. Watch this. Look at verse 9. You shall cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day. The 10th day is the day that they proclaim liberty. So this is a sound they hear. They don't go around saying, Jubilee is here, 50th year is here, we are now in the Jubilee. They just sound this. Okay, watch this now. You shall cause the trumpet, that's the word shofar, of the Jubilee teruah. Now, the word teruah is very interesting because the Bible is going to use that in many, many ways. When Joshua says, shout, the word there is ruah. That's the verb where you get teruah. It's used for shouting. It's used for proclaiming a loud blast. I'm going to ask Jen to come right now and blow this trumpet. Let you hear the sound of Jubilee, all right? What Israel would hear every year, okay? He told me he would try his best. This is very, very important because it will determine whether he'll continue in the music ministry or not, whether he has the breath, the sustenance. Wow, now he wants to sprinkle the blood. He wants to take the place of the high priest. We just talked about it just now, right? Okay. Now, the sound of teruah. Good. Your position is safe. Now, the last one that you hear, right? The last one is the long blast. That's what Jericho is about to hear. On the seventh day, they will hear that. Now, all the rest that you hear, he's not playing around, no? It's exactly how the rabbis would do it today. All right, the first one is like, there's a cut, you know? You get the first one again, there. Yeah. Okay. It's cut off. It's like a long blast and cut off. You might think he lost his breath. It's meant to be like that. Okay? So that is a picture of Jesus on the cross. He was cut off. Right? Jesus comes first. It proclaims Jesus' death. Then the second one, you have nine stokatos. Nine. Nine, the number of the Holy Spirit. There are nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. So when you pray in tongues, you release the gifts of the Spirit. Listen to the nine. Okay, nine. And the long blast. So one is like Jesus, the first one. Second one is the Holy Spirit. The last long one is God the Father. All right, for God the Father. It's a long blast that proclaims Jubilee. Long one. Okay. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Amen. That's what happens at the end. Joshua shouted, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. Amen. So in other words, to possess your possessions, you need to proclaim and proclaim and proclaim and proclaim the Lord's death. Now, communion is a non-verbal way of proclaiming the Lord's death, because as often as you do this, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes. Amen. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Give him a hand. All right. Now, go back to Joshua 6. All right. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came while the priest continued blowing the trumpets. Do we have verse 10? Now, Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout nor make any noise in your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. So he had the ark of the Lord circle Jesus, in the picture of Jesus, circle the city, going around it once. Then they came to the camp and lodged in the camp. First day. Now look up here, people. Secrets of victory. All right? God could have destroyed the whole thing just by an earthquake. Just like you say, well, God can just flash His hand one instant and this tumor is gone. All right? That condition, my body is gone. Yes, God can. But you will miss out on something. God wants you to learn His ways. And that's why we come to church. Amen? So God has a way that His people will see that they cannot, but He can, but He works with them. God doesn't work independently of people. Okay, put it this way. This is a well-known saying. With God, I can. All right, without God, I cannot. Not that I will not, I cannot. All right, Jesus said it like this, without me, you can do nothing. You better believe it. You can do nothing. I'm going to show you something right now that's very interesting. All right, they went around the wall one day, all right? It was a long walk, can you imagine? But the thing that Joshua told them, don't say anything. Just listen to the sound of the trumpet and carry the ark. Lift up Jesus and proclaim the Lord's death. So when you take the Lord's Supper, can you don't say anything? All right? No, when you're taking, you can talk to the Lord. But after that, can you don't say anything? Don't say, oh, the pain is getting stronger, leh. Or you tell your wife, it's not working, leh. In Singapore, there's a leh. You know, it's like they are destroying what God is doing for them. And things are happening in the spiritual world. You see, when you go around the problem one time, you don't see the outside, but the foundation, the roots are being shaken. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, it looks the same. The next day it came back, it was dried up. Remember that? So your cancer, your high cholesterol, your tumor, your high blood pressure, whatever it is, when you take communion, the moment you take, something has happened to its foundations. This is for your personal life, going around your problem, proclaiming the Lord's death, taking communion. But more than that, it's also preaching, listening to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching. Now, speaking in tongues, you should do it a lot on your own. When you are standing in the pulpit or you have a group of people you're sharing, what's the point of speaking in tongues to them? They don't understand. You cannot profit them. The only way to profit them is, what shall I profit you unless I speak what? By revelation, one. By knowledge, two. By prophesying, three. And by teaching, four. So there are four ways to preach and teach to people. Sometimes when I'm teaching, I'm prophesying. That has happened a number of times. All right. Sometimes when I'm teaching, I'm actually giving what? Revelation. Amen. And that happens a lot also. So there are four ways you can speak in ways to help people. Now, this is actually the trumpet, shofar. How do you see that, Pastor Prince? Okay, let's go on. Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, instead of just speaking in tongues or language hard to understand, okay, for the general public, he's saying, who will prepare for battle if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound? In those days, they rally their soldiers with the trumpet. A certain sound means charge. A certain sound means get together. Amen. So the next verse says, verse 9. All right. For if the trumpet, yeah. So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you'll be speaking to the air. It's as good as speaking to the air. Okay? So notice the trumpet and speaking words easy to understand, preaching by revelation, prophesying, all that is sounding the trumpet. Are you listening? It's important if you want your Jericho to fall, if you want that disease to be smitten, amen, by the Spirit of God, God's way of working is by preaching. It has pleased God. Don't ask me why. It has pleased God. Like, why did God ask the seven priests to have seven rams blowing the ram's horn? Because ram's horn proclaim what? The death of the male sheep. Amen. Our Lord Jesus. The wall, 7 days. Does that mean that I'll get my manifestation on the seventh day? You miss the point. You can't play with God that kind of legalism, you know, legalistic games. Seven is number of perfection. God is saying, keep on hearing, keep on hearing, keep on hearing. Perfectly. Keep on hearing, keep on hearing, keep on hearing. And on the seventh day, when they shouted, the walls fell. And the walls fell flat. Hallelujah. And Joshua and his men went in. Amen. It's the only time they shouted out of their mouth open, and they shouted on the seventh day. And the seventh day, by the way, they didn't circle one time. They circled the wall of Jericho seven times. Seven times on the day itself. Amen. And when they shouted the walls, and they blew the trumpet, they blew the shofars. So what is God saying? God is saying, listen to sermons that talk about Jesus and his death. And every time you do that, your wall is crumbling. So the thing is that you need to keep on hearing. Why? Because of Galatians chapter 3. Look here. Therefore, God who supplies, and the word supplies in the Greek is constantly supplying the Spirit to you and works miracles. Also the same Greek tense used, constantly working miracles among you. The word among you, Greek word en, can also be in you, in your body, in your family, among you and in you. Among is also among as well. God is going to work miracles around you, for you, in you, outside you, in your family, for and together with you. Amen. Constantly working miracles. So even as I preach right now, God is constantly working miracles. Can I have a good amen? So here it says, does God do it? All these things that God is doing, does God do it by the works of the law? Or by the hearing of faith? God supplies the Spirit. God works miracles among you. How? By the hearing of faith. There is a condition. It's by the hearing of faith. And hearing is present tense, past or future? Present tense. It's a constant hearing. Some people say, well, you know, Pastor Prince, I heard all this before. Heard. That's where your mistake is. Faith doesn't come by having heard. Faith comes by hearing. It's the hearing of faith. Notice the hearing of faith. I don't know why. It's please God. In 1 Corinthians 1, real quick. We're bringing this to a close. 1 Corinthians 1. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. In 1 Corinthians 1, real quick. We're bringing this to a close. 1 Corinthians 1. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew God. So wise that God purposely shows up that the man's wisdom, by man's wisdom, do not know God. And that's the wisdom of God. You understand? And then, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God. Say, please God. Whatever I'm about to share, it pleases God. It's God's system. It pleases Him. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe. By the foolishness of preaching to save them who believe. The Pastor Prince, how can someone stand down there and talk and people's lives are changed? Yeah, sounds so foolish, isn't it? Sounds so foolish, isn't it? And God used you some more. Yeah, that's even more foolish, isn't it? Yeah, everything that confirms God's word, I'm for it, man. I mean, by the foolishness of preaching to save. The word save is sozo. And sozo is not just save, it's the word heal, deliver, and on, protect. It all comes by hearing preaching. Today, people are saying, well, I just hear God. I just go in corner and hear God. You know, sometimes people say the kind of thing, they end up quite weird. They come out of the closet and they have all kind of funny revelations. You know? No, just hear good preaching. Listen, good preaching is, ram's horn is what? Proclaiming the Lord's death. It's not just a blasting sound. It is not just a silver trumpet blasting, all right, calling for songs and praise and dance. It's a sound that proclaimed the Lord's death. Amen. Are you listening? And that must go before the ark. So whatever it is, you proclaim the Lord's death, and the Bible says, I didn't show you just now, but it says the ark followed them. It's one thing to follow Jesus, but it seems like the Lord is attracted to ministries that proclaim the Lord's death. Amen. Aren't you glad to hear this? Everything you need is in the Lord's death. Okay, I'll bring this to a close. The last part. So, save is sozo. It can be healed, delivered by the foolishness of preaching to heal. If you are sick and that disease is attacking your body 24/7, you should be listening constantly. You should have a earphone, whether you're driving, whether you are put on the Bluetooth you're driving, but if whether you are eating, whatever it is, redeem the time. That disease don't have an off day. That disease will not say, I'm taking a break today. I'm tired of attacking your body. So if you have been diagnosed with such, listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Something may not be happening the first day, second day, third day, you're listening. Fourth day, nothing is happening. 5 days, nothing is happening. 6 days, I think I'll give up. Your 7th day is coming. You gave up too soon. Amen? So again, it's not 7 days, 7 days, literal. All right? The Bible used 7 days as a protracted time, and yet it's number 7, a number of rest, a number of completion. Amen? Today I want to share with you one thing that you can do, just one thing that you can do that will cause you to prosper in every area of your life. How many would like to know that? Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Meditate.
Have you ever wondered how to involve the Lord in making better decisions for your life? Find out in Joseph's latest teaching series in both audio and print as a thank you for your gift of support to the ministry today. With these portable and easy-to-read study companions to the sermon series, learn how you can become spirit-directed, tuning into the Lord's guidance and supply for your every need. And for a gift of $75 or more to the ministry, you will also receive a 6-CD album that includes practical keys to seeing good success God's way. Discover how God can prosper you in every area of your life and learn how meditating on the Bible can bring the healing, wisdom, and provision you want to see.
When you walk, it shall lead you. God's word shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. When you wake, it shall talk with you.
Request this powerful audio and book package today. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org.
If you are anxious and fearful about something today, maybe you are worried about your health or about your children's safety, I would like to pray the Lord's protection over you and your loved ones right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that your divine protection be upon everyone under the sound of my voice. Keep them and their families safe. Father, in Jesus' name, preserve and protect and keep them from every danger, from every harm, from terror, from tragedy, and from all the powers of darkness. Protect them, Father, from every infection, from every disease. No plague, no COVID-19 virus will come near them, and no evil shall befall them, for you give your angels charge over them to keep them in all their ways. Through the blood of Jesus, protect them from everything that would hurt and destroy them and their families. Right now, Father, uproot every fear in their hearts. Let your love, your perfect love, and your peace guard their hearts and minds in Jesus' name. Amen. Now just receive His protection for you and your family right now and start to feel secure in Christ. My friend, I encourage you to keep tuning into our broadcasts. You can watch our program online at josephprince.tv. It is a great way to consume the gospel and fill your heart with the promises of God. And with josephprince.tv, you can watch our broadcasts on all your devices 24/7. Sign up for an account today and we'll send you an encouraging teaching resource as my gift to you. God bless you.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.